This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witz, and it's great to share morning devotions with you today. What do you think when I mention the word health? What is it that, what's the first thing that pops into your mind? For many people, the words health or exercise are very positive things, but not for everybody. I read recently in the paper that our country now is facing a bigger problem with obesity than cigarette smoking. People of all ages are overweight, and now it's a bigger problem than the health officials realise. Bit of a worry, isn't it? Many people are carrying too much weight. Children are carrying too much weight. So it's not just an issue for those of us who are in the older age group. Now, you can read numerous articles, look at articles on the internet about the benefits of right eating and a balanced diet and getting enough exercise. I think we all know that. Some people think of excuses about their health, like the man who said, "Every time I think about exercise, I lie down until the thought goes away." Or, "I'm not into working out. My philosophy is no pain, no pain." Well, these comments, I think, are just a fraction of the kind of excuses that people have for not making healthy lifestyle choices. Now, of course, I admit I'm not as active as I should be. But do you know that the Bible actually has a lot to say about this issue of health? And if you have a look at Proverbs, things here that Solomon had written in the Old Testament, I think there's some very important truths here. Proverbs 3, verse 7 and 8 says this, "Never let yourself think that you're wiser than you are. Simply obey the Lord and refuse to do wrong. And if you do, it'll be like good medicine, healing your wounds and easing your pain." And then in Proverbs 12, 18 says, "Thoughtless words can wound as deeply as any sword, but wisely spoken words can actually heal." And there's a good one here, Proverbs 14, verse 30. "Peace of mind makes the body healthy, but jealousy is like a cancer." What a great reminder here that inner peace can help us stay healthy. Then I found something in Proverbs 17, 22. Good advice here. "Being cheerful keeps you healthy. It's slow death to be gloomy all the time." Now, they're great words. They're sensible. They make sense, doesn't it? It says that God's wisdom is good for us if we follow it. And positive results, including good health, will usually follow it. So there is a connection between mind and body. People have been saying that for years. Mental health, physical health are closely connected. And the Bible actually says that. A doctor called Dr. Walt Lorimore tells the story of a patient that he'd been seeing for many, many years. And this young woman had been his patient. She had emotional problems. And he said that she was a classic neurotic at the age of 15. And over the years that she'd been to see the doctor tried to encourage her to look at God and to read what it is. So she left home, went to school, and then years later, she actually sent him an email. And because she said, "I've become a Christian," she said, "putting God at the center of my life has put everything in balance." She said, "I feel like a new me." Her life, her physical health were no longer in distress. So, of course, the mind does affect the body. So the question is, do you trust God? Do you make healthy choices? Then there's another interesting verse in John, the Apostle John, in 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. It has a great prayer. It says, "May you prosper in all things and be in good health, even as your soul prospers." Now, he wasn't talking about money, but may you do well, he said, in all areas of life, in good health. Why do we worry? Because the body is actually, the Bible says, the temple. God lives in the body, lives in our temple. So it makes sense that we should take care of it. So I think they're important words. So if we need to actually guard our physical well-being. If we lose the body, of course, we've lost so much. It's far more important, I think, to take care of ourselves. So let's choose to be healthy and wise as we follow these kind of instructions. And have a look in Proverbs. You'll find some great words. Well, Lord, we do admit that life can be a lonely road at times. We've got to make our own decisions. We live with our own consequences. But help us to be sensible, Lord, in the way we live. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.